Now we'll talk about the onset of low-level rotational signals. As a low-level rotational velocity, or LLRV, increases in any of the scans below about 9,000 feet above radar level, be aware of how well the mesocyclone, or the TVS or TS strength, compares with the probability of tornado, and the best skill in discriminating tornadic versus non-tornadic storm scale vortex signatures. Several studies show similar themes. Basically, the stronger the LLRV, the more likely the vortex is tornadic. But the more important information is that there is a sweet spot where the probability of detection and the false alarm ratio and correct null decisions point to an apex in the overall skill in discriminating tornadic from non-tornadic signatures. If it's the mesocyclone you're evaluating, a LLRV of 35 to 50 knots points to the best skill. For TVS detection or so, the LLRV is a bit lower, maybe 25 to 40 knots. Why is that? It's likely because the velocity peaks in a more confined space of a TVS is more likely to miss the higher velocity values elsewhere in the larger mesocyclone. The key point here is that waiting for a vortex signature to increase beyond this sweet spot invites you to miss more events than you want. Likewise, issuing tornado warnings on vortices with weaker than optimal LLRVs invites too many false alarms. The disclaimer here is that this sweet spot may move around depending on many factors, including vortex diameter, distance from radar, and near storm environmental signals. Distant or small circulations mean a lower LLRV for the sweet spot in the best skill may occur. Also, distant circulations are sampled higher in the storm, and thus a not-so-favorable environment may disassociate the relationship between the strength of the elevated circulation with that of the low levels where it counts.